Simplify your federal agency's technology procurement with Connection Public Sector Solutions. Connection's dedicated account managers, commitment to exceptional customer service, and extensive catalog of federal contracts make IT purchases quick, easy, and affordable. Turn your challenges into opportunities and get rid of your technology pain points with Connection today. Learn more about what's possible with Connection Public Sector Solutions at connection.com/fedcontracts.
Release yourself from order and logic and enter a new place. It's not work. It's not home. Here, no maps have been drawn. No books have been written. Nothing is certain. Everything is possible. Welcome to podcast and chill with Mac G.
I'm assuming this doesn't end well.
Enda, barimi. Gentlemen celebrating his 10-year anniversary in comedy. Give it up for the one and only Mpopo. So we haven't even started the interview already. I'm crying because of this nigga. Dude, I don't even think I'm gonna be able to handle this interview, dude.
How are you, baby boy?
Hey, Ukraine.
How come not?
Do you remember the last time we met each other?
We were
last time I saw you.
We were out and about.
Yeah, we're out at what's this club, man? The one by Santin. Yeah.
We were in a club,
dog. The one by Santin, dog. The one with the pool.
And Sandek.
No, man. What's that place, man?
With the pool outside. Yeah. It's got an outside thing.
The sands.
Yes.
I
almost could screw. Hey, we old, dog. Yeah, man.
With the bouncers and the sands.
So the screws.
We there. I don't know you. Hey, you drink that much. Hey, hey,
I'm my man.
There's some Taylor. So I see you by the bar, right? So I'm walking towards you to come say hi. And then in amongst all of that, there was a lady there. There was a girl there.
Yes.
And we were chatting, making jokes, laughing as usual. And she just happened to be a part of the conversation now.
She shimmied her way into the conversation.
Yeah.
You know those people that catch a laugh?
And I'm making him chat. Like, just like that.
And then she just stayed there.
And she stayed there and then she left, right? Uh-huh. So when she left, I'm like, yo, dog, was that your woman? You're like, nah, that's not my woman. I thought it was your woman. I'm like, nah, dog, I've never met her. We didn't know her, dog.
And the thing is, we were stuck for maybe solid 20, 30
yeah,
minutes.
Yeah. And then, conversating,
like,
dog.
We were conversating. She started just, she was there, and then she was laughing with us, and then she was, so I was like, ah, Untara yeah. Is with his hand. Yeah. And I was like, hey, man.
And she was a grenade, so when she left, I was about to say, my dog, what's going on?
We didn't know the polite way to ask each other.
Manje. Oh gosh. But anyway, listen, man, I gotta give you a big ups. Much love. Summer's fucking killed it, dude. I think you were the only highlight this year of the summers.
Yo, the summers is dope, I'm not gonna lie.
Yeah.
Took a couple of risks, obviously, as comedians do.
Yeah. See, we're growing up in the world. We even have service now.
Hey, darling. Yeah.
5-star, chief.
Zinja. Oh, thank you, brother. Mm. Brown sugar. Again, a boy. Ladies and gentlemen, this week on Uyajola 99, Jub could not be here. I'm filling in. Nangu Paulos is in Tolile, last 7th corner. Paulos, tell us. Umaria says you've been leaving the house. Around Maria 6 MP. Dude, you must do that with the cameras. Just roll up on me while they're having fun. Chup couldn't be here this week, so they put me, Mac G.
Fuck it, I think I'm going to go
solo.
Yeah?
Live, rogue.
Yeah, I'm going to go rogue.
Why are we not getting these terms today?
This thing is it's killing me.
Analog. But anyway. Free.
Yeah. The summers was dope.
Summers was dope. And then on Monday, the following Monday, Papa Penny made contact with me, which was like, it made my whole year. Like, that was my highlight. Because I portrayed him at the summers.
Yeah, and then Dipompo, ne?
Yeah. And Dimpy. And then Papa Penny was like, no, I need to reach out to this boy.
Are you my son?
And then,
And then he was like, ah, I'm happy to be proud of you, my boy. I was like, thank you, Papa. And then I think he thought I was his son, because then he started apologizing.
Yeah.
If you know, your mother didn't tell me, hey.
Yeah.
If I had known, I would have reached out earlier.
Yeah.
I'm like, no, Papa, it's okay, Papa. But that was dope. Dimpy reached, I reached out to Dimpy. I gave Dimpy a shout because we'd been chatting, and then I gave him a shout. He's like, yeah.
You have to get permission from them.
No. We comedians don't get permission.
So you could have done me as well.
Yeah, but.
Relevance.
It's the height.
The height matches the relevance. Go ahead.
And it was going to be hard to source a half leather jacket.
Jacket in my leather pella, just yeah, half leather.
You can see this is when you buy leather in installment on labor.
Yeah, mom, yeah. Can I have that leather jacket? 5,000.
Okay, give me the arms first.
So one second arm.
So we are going July.
Yeah.
For the back.
Yeah.
No, and but it was epic fun, man.
Mm.
Epic fun, but it's also risky trying to do those. Because as a comedian, I have.
I don't know what it is about this place, but everyone that comes here wants to have coffee. Dude, even Kelly Kumar was having coffee.
Kelly? Kelly was here.
She wasn't sitting there, don't worry.
Okay. Shout out to my girl, Kelly Kumalo. I love you.
No cleansing needed.
No cleansing. All right, okay. Mm. All right. Just pet a little chat. Don.
So how does one get to host the summers? Do you have to give someone a brown envelope?
Yeah. Yeah, you have to bribe people. Brown envelope.
Yeah.
No, I think with things like the summers, it's about letting the ladder down.
Is this you being serious?
Yes. Did you see that? Did you buy it? Was it convincing? That was me trying to sound like there's no pshik.
Oh, no, you know, you got to believe in someone and then just let them come and audition.
No, dog. There's no such. It's hard work and determination, man.
Have you? Was it on your bucket list? Like, have you been?
It was. I remember early in my career, I once auditioned to be part of the Summers.
Mm.
And I was supposed to be backstage, what. And I was supposed to present it with the YFM twins. Remember the YFM twins?
Oh, yes.
There's two honeys that look like gargoyles.
Yeah.
I was supposed to host with them. And I don't know what happened. It fell through on the last minute. I was so bummed, dog.
Yeah.
I was so bummed. And then I sort of just, I gave up on the idea that I'd ever be a part of the Summers. Because that wasn't the first time. Then there was a second time we were supposed to do a skit with comics. It was me, Tallest, Mo Jack. We did a piece that basically made fun of the music industry, and the people were like, mm-mm, people are going to be offended.
Yeah.
No. Shut it down. Day before, when the Summers had moved from Sun City to Monte Casino, they shut it down. And then, lo and behold, 1 year, I got a call.
And this is just you getting used to rejection, like your whole career.
Rejection. You know when they start calling
another
you
again? One.
Hey, since I'm a Summer. Bakalil.
Then I went the other year, I shot something with Sophie Ndaba at an old age home. They were like, it's going to play during the summers. Next! This.
What does DJ Khaled say? Another one.
Another one. 5 years later, they're like, summers again. I'm like, ah, these people are playing games.
Yeah. Now you didn't even get your hopes up, though.
Nah, I didn't get my hopes up, eh?
Yeah.
And then I got a call from my fairy godmother. My fairy godmother, Somji.
Mm.
Oh. Hey. Man, bama sambike phone. Kal penduli phone.
I was like, these people are not serious. It's been 5 years. This like, hey, penduli phone. Hey. He's like, and before penduli phone, utandaze, yes. Tandaze mtanam. Hey. After the phone call. Tatimudimu.
Yeah.
Sumizi arkir hello.
Yeah.
Yeah, I hope everything goes well this time. And then, boom, literally, I was one of the hosts for the Summers.
Shit.
Like, what?
And now it's finally happening 5 years later, dog.
Dog, it's been more than 5 years later.
And was it everything that you imagined it would be, and more, I'm sure, ne?
The first time around, yes. Because also, bear in mind, I've never been to the summers.
Mm.
So never mind not getting to MC or be a part of it in any way. I had never attended the summers.
Yeah.
So when I went the first time, man, it was everything I had hoped. You know, for the first time, you feel like a rock star.
Yeah.
You know, you're like, I'm hosting the summers. Then Land Rover's like, hey, listen, here's a Jaguar.
Here's a
Jaguar F-Pace for the weekend.
Yeah.
I was like, what? What is happening? You know, when designers are like, hey, yes, in a structure, it's like, yeah, fuck a suit. Like,
in structure.
Free clothes. Structure. I need more cooler. So it was a taller good thing. You see us, yeah. People with shoulders. Why the fella is suit you can't? You look like a hanger. Tina, I will map some up on your lookalikes.
You should be podcasting, you should be roasting Jim. Roasting Jim with them pops.
So you start, you know, just from an experience point of view, but forget all the perks that come with it. Just the sheer joy and rush. And
what gifts do they give you guys? Because I remember when I went with Dineo Ranaka, they gave her like an Xbox when it just came out.
Oh, that was back in the days.
When they had a budget.
Yeah.
You didn't get any goodie bags?
Ah, no, they are there. They're still there, but things have changed.
Yeah, what did you get this year?
You know, I've got a Guess perfume. Engag. Guess. Sprague I4. Pelil.
USB.
USB. No, there were some dope gifts. I got I got some gin from Jay something. Gin.
Oh, yeah.
I got a Pringle jerseys.
Okay.
Yes. Ray-Ban sunglasses. K-Way jacket. Yeah. I was also making fun of people that wear K-Way because it's not a sleeping bag.
Oh, yeah.
That jacket is bulletproof, Baba.
Ah, but that jacket.
Bulletproof.
It's warm as fuck, though,
dog. It's warm. Because, like, in the cold, it fights for you. Like, you will not be cold. And then when you get into the car, yes.
Yeah.
Reheat it.
So,
yes. No, but the gifts are dope.
You went to Mondia High, ne?
Yes. Floriamus.
So I was in the north, ne? Hyde Park.
During the time I was struggling in Mondia.
Yeah.
Wow.
So I'm
hearing
like,
privilege.
So I'm like, so I see the mummies that we have here at the side. I'm like, okay, cool. Then I went to Mondia. Yes. I'm like, damn.
Yes.
What is this?
Yes.
You guys had some hard mummies, dog.
Yes. You must understand, in any country, the middle class is always the hottest. Yeah. You were here in Hyde Park during apartheid, which means your parents were spies. No, but in all honesty, like I remember back in the day, that was one thing Mondia High was known for. You must understand, we are the biggest, still are the biggest public high school
in the south, ne?
Yeah,
yeah.
And we were the first public high school to allow diversity. So Mondia High has got every color, every texture, every tone. We've got levels. We've got colored.
Yeah.
Massacant. We've got Soweto black, suburb black. We've got.
But the white guys in the south are like black guys.
Yeah. That was the one. Shame. We used to call them endangered species. We had like 8 white people out of 1,600 people. You know, you see a white person in the second week. Hey, Mark, you still here? Thought you went to Glen Vista, buddy. No, but honestly speaking, Mondia back in those days.
And were you
I don't know now because I'm old and I don't look at high school girls.
Yeah.
But back in those days when I was a high school student, I contained.
The only other school that gave you competition was Parktown Girls.
Obvious, but that's the factory. I mean, that's where they are manufactured. I mean.
Oh my goodness. And then what type of a kid were you in high school, bro? Were you the funny kid?
A problematic one.
Mm.
Yeah.
But I'm sure you used to mingle with everyone.
Yes. So I remember our head girl once described me as being purple. I was like, what? She's like, no, it's just like a color that fits in anyway. She's like, I've seen
you. Are you talking about the actual head girl? Or
The actual head girl in a speech. And she's like, she's seen me. Literally, her name is Katerina Nicola. Shout out, Katerina Nicola. We're supposed to get married.
Yeah.
Hope you're happy.
Your Caucasian husband.
Look what you missed out.
Yeah, no, she's Greek. So if I had married her, her dad was gonna buy us a house.
Yeah, hey, hey.
Damn it.
That's how we get the land, my dog.
I'm pouring a bomb.
No, no, but she was like, I'm the type of person, because that's who I was at school. Whenever I'd walk into school, I'd chill with those dudes, spend 10 minutes, then move on, go chill with what. And the thing is, with Mondio High, yes, granted, we were one of the first schools to...
Multiracial.
To be multiracial, but people still stuck to their kind.
Yes, yes.
So you'd have the Indian group, you'd have the colored group.
Naturally.
Have, yes.
Yeah.
So now I would be that guy, come in, chill with these dudes, and
Trevor
then go there.
Also like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's, that's, for me, it was a survival thing, because my sense of humor and my tongue is how I learned to survive.
So you're basically like a chameleon there.
Yeah. Yeah. You have to shapeshift. Because also sometimes you're stuck in a situation where you don't have your boys. There's some classes you know, your boys aren't going to be there.
Yeah.
Claps uko science. Woodwork.
Computer science was the only one.
So you must learn to make friends with everyone. Yeah. I think that's something I noticed from a young age. It's very important to broaden your circle.
But dude, you had like, so okay, we're done with high school now. This motherfucker had so many jobs, dude. It's the job you didn't have, dude.
Dog, there's nothing I haven't done in this world.
You had a call center.
Call center.
You used to sell quotas.
You used to sell quotas in school, contact lenses. I was a pirate.
You worked at home?
At home, yeah.
Yeah.
At home. The
what else am I missing?
Furniture store. I've handed out pamphlets. I've done every single type of activation there is.
Mm. Even in the club?
Dog, in the club, in the... I remember I used to, for Benini to come back, I was one of the people. I still have the Benini shirt. I'll bring it back.
Yeah.
Ish, I shouldn't have said that on camera. I'll bring it back, guys, at Off Limit.
Yeah.
Dog, I used to do activations in bottle stores. I was there when we were giving people cans of Coke for the 2010 World Cup.
Wow.
As you were walking out of your aeroplane. Hey, welcome to South Africa.
Kinako. That was you, my
dog. You don't understand. You don't understand. I've done any and everything.
Wow.
When it comes to hustling, man, I've.
Where do you think you get that from? Center. From your grandfather, ne?
From my granddad.
Yeah.
My granddad was a hustler of epic proportions. My grandfather once got my uncle out of jail because he came into the police station dressed in a suit, holding a briefcase that had nothing.
Oh, that is sick.
Yeah.
he
pretended to be my uncle's lawyer. He was just using legal jargon. Point of order.
Dude, I got to hit him up when I let him shit.
No, but my granddad was that guy. He always hustled.
And where were you? Was your mother and your dad, your parents at that time?
So now, growing up, Mom and dad, originally we were from Fos Loras.
Oh, okay.
So I was born Baragwanath Hospital when it was still, the place. And then we lived go Fos Loras till I was about six. And then Mom and dad separated. And then we moved back to Makriza.
Mm.
Makriza and my grandfather. And they are in Zone 9 Meadowlands.
Mm.
And then, yeah, then my granddad was...
Hustling.
He's been, yeah, I know. Dog, he was a principal of a high school. He had a Benz. You know those, I was once rich.
Yes, yes,
he had
yes.
those when it was still during
yeah,
the rich.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know, he's...
So when I was on land, mind you.
Guys, my granddad hustled.
Yeah.
You know, and he built my grand's beautiful face brick house. Underfloor heating. During, hey,
wow, underfloor heating.
To come into house, hey, hey, come on, lipat. You know, and people are like, oh, huh?
Underfloor. I mean, I only knew about, what are those blankets that heat you up?
Electric blankets.
Yeah, in high school. You're talking about underfloor.
Dog, I had a chess table that played music. My granddad,
yeah.
and not that my granddad was like this rich dude. He was a hustler, and that's where I learned it from. Because my granddad, whenever I'd be home with him, if maybe I'd miss school or if maybe it was school holidays, he was the type of guy he'd say,
Artamai. Start the car, we're gone. We're in Lanesia. Then I see him, how he interacts with different people. And he's cutting a deal with this one. He gets this from this person. Then we drive. And then we're heading, now we're in zone 8. And the thing he got from this person, which I know he just got it for $50, he's now selling to this one for $200.
That's insane.
What's going on? Wow. I remember there was a point in time.
Is that DJ Spoo?
Yes, we still die too big in the video. Never tell you more fire, Z5.
Thank goodness we don't have BCCSA on this shit. We have so many complaints.
No,
dude.
But no, my grandfather's literally that guy. Like, he would pack us all up because there was a place in Konji King, Fordsburg Plaza.
Mm. Oh, yes.
There was a place in the plaza where you could buy like these suits.
Yeah. I wouldn't know.
They were only allowed. Measuring tape, nyagi long
Binesfumbo. Yeah.
So they'd only allow you to buy one suit per person. My granddad would round us up.
Yeah.
He'd literally put us all in the bucky, be like 14, 15 of us in the back.
Wow.
And we'd all stand in line with bucks and a suit.
Yeah.
And then he'd get back to the hood and then he'd like sell them to like, but it was like, you know, there's like those suits, man.
Yeah.
Because like, back in the day, cats were all about.
Black in the day.
Nice drop there. Black in the day. Happening 6th of July. ATN Reserve.
Yeah.
Val, we'll see you out there.
Yeah.
So, yeah, he would literally be the guy that was the plug in the hood.
Yeah.
So, we'd have one more timer coming to our house to fit what. And he was clever in the sense that he always knew who was what particular style and what size.
Mm.
So whenever the guys would come for you, be like, Pete, cake, my granddad was like those Georgie Zamdela.
Yeah.
No, those ones that, they have a bit of Afrikaans in. Yeah, me like, take it away, get for your chase, to chase. Then you're like, this is not real Afrikaans, but it's okay.
And that makes sense because when you go to the summers, Mpo Pops is there. When you go audition for an advert, Pops is there.
Yep.
When you go to a corporate gig, who's the MC? Pops is there.
We are there.
Niggas everywhere,
dog. We are there. So that's the thing. I remember someone was asking me about, I'm not going to mention people's names, but they were asking me about other comedians who have sort of seemed like they've found comfort in the things that they've become.
Okay.
So this one is on this TV show, this one is on this. Why haven't they
diversified?
Mm. And my thing is simple, and it's something I learned from my granddad.
Yeah.
Stay hungry, dog.
Yeah.
Stay hungry.
Yeah.
Like, also, people have this idea that money will change you. Mm. You know, like, if a mole drops in your bank account, you'll feel differently.
Oh, I will. Trust me, I will.
I fell into a fell in it. That's not cool.
Drop it now. I want to see something. Yeah.
Dog, like, money, at the end of the day, money is just a means to an end.
Yeah.
All money does is just give you choices.
Yeah.
That's it. Makes your life easier, gives you choices.
That's when you know you're making bucks. That's what they all say.
You will always be the same, dog. You will always be the same.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. Take me back to your first live show, dude. Were you nervous?
First live show?
Yeah.
Stand-up.
Yeah, stand-up.
I was. So.
Where was it?
It was actually on TV.
Okay.
It was on TV. I'd never done stand-up.
Funny?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So I'd never done stand-up, and I decided, no, man, I want to learn how to do this thing.
Mm.
It's like, I think I've got something. Went to audition for So You Think You're Funny. Mm. I remember I was in Dosh, Musidi, and David Gao.
Mm.
And I was contestant number 10. I'll never forget the day. I went, I literally had two jokes that I'd prepared.
Mm.
You know, I thought, maybe I'm gonna share one for the audition, and then I'll do the other one, episode one.
Do you still remember the jokes? Then,
they're just so horrendous.
Yeah, let me give me one. Where we at?
They're so horrendous now that I think about them. Okay.
Yeah.
Bear in mind, this was 10 years ago.
Yeah.
10, 11, maybe. Who knows? The first one was so racist. It wasn't racist. It was just, that's what you do.
Yeah.
As in comedy, you naturally gravitate towards race when you start out.
Yeah.
So the first joke was, because it happened around the time the tsunami had just happened. Okay. Remember, there was a tsunami that hit the Indian Ocean. So my joke was, I know the real reason why the tsunami hit. Because think about it, tsunami hit on the 26th of December, day after Christmas. Mm. And what happens during Christmas? All Indian families get together and everyone comes with a dish, Akir.
Yeah.
And obviously, when it's times of family, everyone wants to prove who can make the hottest hot. So now it's a competition. Oh, you didn't try Auntie. You didn't try Auntie Farida's. You didn't try Auntie Farida's biryani. Now everyone's loading. Then the next day, obviously, everyone's boiling. They want to cool off. Now they go swim in the ocean. Now the competition doesn't end there. Now they're in the ocean going, hey, Sanjeev, look here. Poof. Now obviously, cats are coming. Oh, you think that's something. Zangief. Fadio. Andre. 1, 2. Fuck. So embarrassed. You know when they say, what would you tell yourself 10 years ago? Don't fucking do that joke.
How the fuck did you not win after that?
Yes, the other one was about Prison Break. Oh, Prison Break was on that time. So I was like, Prison Break is just it's a lengthy show for no reason. You know what I mean? Like, we are in season what now? 3. Still trying to break out of a prison. No, man. Like, for me, if Prison Break was a colored show, it would have been 1 episode. Guy would have walked in with a simple tattoo. I'm like, Schofield had those tattoos of a map of this is where the keys are. Prison Break, local one, would have been simple. Would have been one colored. Oh, you would have walked in with a simple tattoo. Would have been a line, and an X.
Yeah.
You would have walked in, greeted the other prisoners, wash, come up, can I know more stand Jay? Other prisoners, wash, son top, someone I know more stand, so stand Jay, massacre. It's like, nah, listen, I don't want to come trick numbers here with you. So I got a plan here. See, we are going to run down this passage. Muros, 2 guards, eh? They get 1 skis. Run here by the X. That's by the gate. Swipe an XX card. Prison clock. Fucking broken, maybe. If I could go back 10 years.
It doesn't have to be 10 seasons. And they've even brought it back now, dude.
Is it back?
Yeah, that's like the Twins reviving their career.
Oh, they said Schofield bought the franchise. Niggas are still breaking out of prison.
You know what I mean?
Ask our niggas.
Oh, gosh. Hey, Chief, please charge my laptop there. We've been dying battery here. Just plug in my charger. Yeah,
dude. Hey, you just took me back.
That's crazy, man.
I actually want to do a show of like my old bits.
Yeah, thanks, bro.
Because you know when you start out in comedy, you can't afford to record your bits.
Yeah.
And then you, over time, obviously you grow and you stop doing those jokes.
And when you're done with one show, you're moving forward to the next one. You know?
You move on. But the problem is, not everyone has seen
other
stuff. Yeah. So it's always important to, because even if you look at guys like Kevin Hart and Dave Chappelle's, people that's starting to know them now
can
go back.
I was chatting to Loisa Madinga. Love him, dude.
Oh,
funny.
Loy. This size. Loy.
Same WhatsApp group. So he mentioned that he was a PMS baby. Are you a PMS baby?
Hell yeah.
Who isn't, dog?
Hell yeah. And it's so sad that we've never been able to try and recreate or even come close to something like that. But guys, PMS was...
How we need it now, bro, more than ever.
I'm not sure if we'll get it right now.
Because everyone's so sensitive.
Also, everyone's trying to bag a deal. Trying to bag a deal.
Hey, I know, we are.
Yeah, you know? And it's like, stuff like PMS just needs you to be... doing the thing purely for the love.
Creative like, freedom.
Yes, because, you know, that's another scary thing about the comedy industry is that there isn't an industry. It's just a bunch of freelance funny people.
But there's you guys have it easy. From the outside, it looks easy.
It looks easy if you're good.
Mm.
You know what I mean? But there is no infrastructure to comedy.
Because you guys...
There's no building. You know, like, music has a building.
Yeah.
Dancing has a building. There's an academy.
But it seems like you guys follow the same template because you start into comedy, right? You're funny, right?
Mm-hmm.
You first open up for other big acts, right? So you open up and then you get some sort of a... advert deal.
Some sort of a young break.
Home loan or Celsius or something.
Something.
And then you do a tour and then it's done. It's child. Full sec. Well, now you can go overseas. You know what I mean? But
you know, like, as easy as that sounds, and here's the problem with that.
Mm.
A lot of young comics want to follow that
template.
That template.
Mm.
And it's like, guys, no. Like, you got to be absolutely in love with this thing.
Yeah.
Like, you can literally go from hosting the Summers and having 11 million people watching you to being back at Kitcheners.
Are you trying to tell us something?
The next. No, but that's what I'm saying. It's for the love.
Yeah.
Comedy's for the love. Your stage can change anytime.
Oh,
you can go from the glitziest, most glamorous stage where you're making people laugh. But come Tuesday, you are back at Kitcheners performing to 40 people who've paid $30 to come
and
in
if
and
love
watch
it. That's
it doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter. But what I'm finding with these young cats is they think that it's just going to keep. I'm going to start at Kitcheners. Then I'm going to start only doing that. No. Full circle, Baba. Full circle. One moment you're hosting corporate for MTN and wow, glamorous. Next day. You're in Rustenburg, Rusty Cafe.
And the thing is, you need to be in those places to be in touch with reality.
Exactly.
Because the summers, now you're losing the people.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And that's what comedy is. It's a for the love of the game thing. Like, if you look at, like, Trevor, think about how hard Trevor Noah has to work, guys. The Daily Show is exactly that. It's daily.
Mm.
It's
Yeah, but he's got a script.
He's got a script. He's got a team of, like, 180 something people.
Where's the work in that?
It's constantly on. It's constantly on. Did you see this just happen? Let's put this in. What do you think? Let's
review. You always got to be switched on.
You always got to be switched on.
Yeah.
And then during that, Trevor is touring, gigging every weekend.
He's a fucking hard worker, bro.
Do you know what I mean? But what gives him
in
that,
one month
that,
he
that
works
beast?
More than I do in a whole year.
Do you see?
2 years.
Why would he put himself through that?
Is he the
for
benchmark?
The love of the game. Trevor is not the benchmark of comedy, but he is, like, as far as inspiration goes, you know, like, it's like being a Beyonce fan. You don't need to like Beyonce's music to be a fan.
Yeah. 100%.
You appreciate
everything
about work ethic, packaging, whatnot. Trevor is exactly that. Because there's always a lot of people who have opinions. I don't think he's... It doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter.
If you think he's funny or not.
It's neither here or there.
Look at what he's doing.
Oh, the man.
What he's doing on a global scale. You know? And look what it's doing for us.
Yeah.
For comedians to be taken seriously at a corporate level, it was because of Trevor. Yeah. Because of people like Kagiso Lediga. Because of Trevor. Because
David
of David
Gow.
You know, so...
Like, do you guys get a lot of groupies, bro?
Do we get a lot of groupies? Yes and no.
Mm.
Yes and no. Like, we thought we got groupies until we started hanging out with DJs and musicians.
Yay! Then you realize, hi.
You're getting leftovers.
Marinza. Hi.
Comedy
groupies. Because, like, DJs, and DJs don't do any work.
Nah, not at all.
DJs don't do any work, but the groupies, they hang around the DJ. What's going on?
Yeah.
Rona, you will be working.
Yeah.
Hour on stage.
You gotta make a laugh. Thank you, sir.
tell me a last one.
No, but here's another thing with us. Because comics are so engaging, we like to engage with our groupies or our fans.
Audience,
so we don't treat like we don't have this thing. Comics are just in touch with people.
Mm.
So we like to be like in the mix with what's happening. So if someone naturally approaches us, no matter how crazy looking, no matter how left field, no matter, we just want to chat.
Mm.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because that's how you learn. That's where you get interesting things.
And content.
And
yeah.
Content.
Yeah.
You know, so we don't have that, hey, I'm too busy for your approach.
What about snow bunnies? Have you ever been with a snow bunny?
Yes, I was actually one of the
founding
fathers of snow bunnyism in South Africa. Must understand. Nasi, nah. You wanna eat, boy? We are the originators of snow bunnyism.
Yeah, the black coffees.
You know. I had a white girlfriend when I'm sure, yeah, most of my friends had not seen white people yet.
Cause
I already had a white girl. I had a white girlfriend when I was six.
I noticed that snow bunnies like guys that can make them laugh.
Yeah, that's why I
it makes sense what you're saying.
And then my snow bunny story was actually quite sad. Eh?
What happened?
I had a snow bunny. In Greenside, because before Mondio, the life was great. We were levels were up.
Yeah,
eating Greenside, the cheese. Buddy. I was in Greenside. I was in Greenside
Johnny,
Primary.
Johnny Cools.
Johnny
Rogers. Hey.
And then, obviously, things didn't go well. Mom and Dad separated.
Then
I, you know, had to go down an arch in life. I moved back to the hood. Went to Mondio. Still, you know, trying to keep it.
Yeah.
But the thing is, I had a snow bunny in Greenside, right? Mm. And I had friends as well in Greenside.
Yeah.
Some of them who happened to be rappers.
Yeah.
I won't mention any names.
Uh-huh.
You know, like rappers, a.k.a. like someone who MCs, a.k.a. someone who, you know,
yeah,
who like busts the flow.
Yeah.
Know? Yeah. So me and my friend Kianen, we're very close. We're very...
Yeah,
very close best friends.
Yeah,
and then I left Greenside.
Okay,
I left Greenside. Obviously, there was those days of no cell phones, just landline and whatnot.
Pagers.
And then pagers were still they were new. They were still selling them on TV. Then the next year I got a call from AKA's mom on the landline to say, "Hey, my boy, I'm throwing a birthday party for Kenan. I'd like you to come and surprise him."
Yeah.
I sharp. Nice. Yes, Auntie Clam, I'll be there. Sharp. Buy a gift. Shy gift set, boy.
Yeah.
You know the cologne gifts. It was a Brute.
Brute
gift set with the Brute spray with a roll on gift wrap. Oh, yes.
Is there any other cologne other than Brute?
Donna. Full bouquet with an aftershave. That time, no one has facials.
Yeah.
I get to Kenan's house. Knock on the door. Kenan comes to the door. He opens. You know when someone's happy to see you, but then they have that look like,
yay!
So I'm like, what's wrong? We haven't seen each other for months. Are you good?
Yeah.
And then I heard a familiar voice coming around the passage.
Yeah.
Hey, baby, who's there?
Whom's that you?
Yay! My snow bunny, Ntwana.
I'm really one of you, my Ben. How can you leave a snow bunny unattended? You're my Ben.
But the thing is, because you're a kid, you can't just... Like, if I was an adult, I would have just thrown the Brute on the floor.
Yeah.
And ran away and be like, screw you guys. But because you're a kid, while this is happening, you can see Jumping Castle, I'm a snake, I'm a balloon. So you still go in. So now, you know how it's like... Bouncing on a jumping castle, Kwati. He's in there, like, boy. Hard and fun. Now, how can you leave a snow bunny?
It's
So now, can you still listen to AK's music, dog? Or you like this nigga? Like Masanja Masimba.
Come on, Masimba. Yeah.
Because I saw you didn't win any summers.
Inside. Thank you, Jesus. That was me when the nominations were being read backstage. Raba shaka raka taka raka.
And then we're phoning like Kelly. What are you going to do? Come on.
I know, but we cool with the brother.
Yeah.
I know.
Do you still
All
remember?
Water under the bridge.
Do you still
there
remember?
There were no bunnies after that.
Do you still remember how your daughter was conceived?
Ooh.
Mm. As he drinks some tea.
Scariest thing ever, boy.
Yeah.
Oh, dog. I'm not proud to say it, but I was not bathed the day my daughter was conceived.
There was no brute inside.
I remember my baby mama woke me up. It's like, hey, we have to go for a checkup. So I was like, it's like, no, we have to go now. I was like, now? She's like, yeah, we're late now. I'm like, but we said we're gonna do an afternoon. She's like, no, I need to go now. So I was like, you know what, it's just a checkup. And I never leave the house without showering ever. So I'm like, let me put on my shorts, skipper, flip-flops, take her to, because I was living in Newtown at the time. And so we went to, is it Park Lane?
Park Lane Clinic, yeah. I used to stay near there. Eh?
Yeah, nice part of town. Sophisticated. Yeah.
So old money.
So I took her there, and we were with the gynae. And she
man or female?
She was, female. Kali lama came. Ngithing check her son. Ngizo check. Ngikhombisa, yeah, mina ngizo check. Ngifuna ngichekele. No, dog. So, so she literally did a scan on my daughter, on my baby mama's stomach, and they saw that my daughter's umbilical cords were wrapped around her.
Oh,
neck.
That's scary, man.
So they're like, yo, this is suffocating, baby. Baby has to come. No.
Wow.
I'm like, as in today. Now, as in next week now, or today now. She's like,
because right? She's suffocating.
As she's saying that, she's like, mommy, you go what over here. Daddy, you take these forms. Go. I'm like, what? All of a sudden, there's people in the room. People come, sorry, mommy, this way. I'm like, what the hell is happening? That time, I've got a brand new BlackBerry. Yo, this is how long ago this was. I don't know how to use this thing. It's brand new. I don't know
and
how to use.
And it's complicated.
I'm like, well, how do I use this thing? Because I'm trying to phone people to say, yay. Dog, next thing I'm being rushed. They're putting stuff on me. I'm signing forms. What? Then they had to go for. So my daughter was 2 months premature. So they had to go for.
2 months?
A cesarean.
Cesarean, yeah.
But we were going to go for cesarean anyway because we wanted to keep things the same. Hey, man, I've seen the size of my head.
Things must go back to regular programming.
Yay. So while they were doing the cesarean, my baby mom was like, yo, what's happening there? Because they inject you and you're numb from the neck down.
Yes.
So she's like, what's happening down there?
Yeah.
I was like,
she was still awake.
She was awake.
She didn't pass out. Mm-mm. Wow.
Like they are cutting through your stomach. They're cutting through 7 layers. She's like, I want to see. I'm like, what? Like, yeah, record. So there I was.
You recorded?
I recorded it on this BlackBerry. The child came out as she they cut through 7 layers like of skin.
How amazing is that moment?
And I didn't know that blood was a boy or girl.
Yeah.
I didn't know.
But how amazing is that
moment? And then, there's falling in love like with Woma Tidi. So that guy is not falling. Because that's supposed to be a magical moment.
Oh my God, but here's you.
Falling in love is that is lady the day you meet.
Yo, looks like dead. Yeah. Yeah.
But you had an experience that I wanted, man. Because I was really, I wanted like the whole thing.
The need for the y'all.
So I wanted the whole thing while I'm drinking Link. I'm like, sorry guys, I gotta go. And then call my boss, hey, listen man, I gotta.
Dave, listen. The baby's here. Gandhi. Aaron, Aaron, put tight. What must we tell the listeners? Uzoya after it. Uzomonago incubation.
Oh, Gandhi. I went to the hospital with chin for a whole day. But you okay? We are going in now. There was nothing dramatic. I was like, ah, I was ready to go push, baby.
Was it natural?
No, 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 cesarean.
Oh, okay.
But I didn't take a video. Hey. I didn't take a video. When my son came out, I thought they were going to give him to him, but at first, I'm shabanyana, but papa, just to wake him up.
Oh, and he still thinks he's inside. He's trying to climb.
No. Yeah, but it was magical, dude. It was magical.
Dude, yeah, like, I only came to the next day that, yo.
Yeah.
I'm a dad.
Yeah, yeah. How your life changes.
It changes from that day.
I think a lot of things make sense after that.
Yeah. How old is your boy now?
He's three.
He's three?
Yes.
Yes. You must enjoy it, dog.
Yeah, no.
No, enjoy that stage.
He looks like his mother, thank goodness. Oh,
hey. Hey. At least he's going to lose his virginity before 24. Unlike the father.
Fuck, all right, cool. We need to wrap this up, man. I thought I was going to be here the whole day. So listen, we're going to play a game. Since comedians, can't you let here if play?
As in, lay elk rain. I am a Roy Boss when I vaporate high. Lay elk rain in a staying power.
So since comedians get most of the material from politicians.
Yes.
We're going to play a game called So You Think You're a Politician. It doesn't make sense, but I just wanted to call it that.
Okay, I like the title.
Yeah. You know, so you think you're funny.
I get what. Creative. Hi. It's going to finish off this leather jacket. Watch.
All right. Cyril Ramaphosa's presidency.
Yes.
And providing some kind of hope for the country. Your thoughts?
You know, here's my thoughts about Cyril Ramaphosa. There's absolutely nothing funny about our current president.
Yeah.
Because he's the real deal.
Yeah.
He is the real deal. You know, our previous president, something funny because he was out. Mm. You know, Ubaba was Ubaba. Mm. You know, Papa Jacob was like our grandfather. You know, the one who's retired but made a lot of money.
Yes.
So he still has the ability to come in and tell everyone shit, and you can't. You know, you can't say anything to him, even though he might not know a couple of things. He's still, like, smart and street smart and whatnot. But there was a lot of humor.
He tries to speak English and then you laugh at him.
Yeah, then you laugh at him. Then he's like, you can laugh at me, but... No, so Jacob gave us material from number counting to, you know, 924, 5,000. And then there was Thabo Mbeki before him, who was just try,
like Savannah,
try, like Biltong, try, try. If there was a black white walker, Thabo Mbeki.
I am a white walker. I take my whiteness from walking.
And then I think with Julius Malema, man.
Julie.
I stuck.
Julie. Julie Stark. I'm Kwas. Kwas Tab.
And then go figure Khalima Mutante, 2 minutes. Hold on.
Say advert the president.
Hold on.
Bamba kancane umnyango boy. Hold on. Hold on.
Oh, man.
2 minutes gone.
Gosh.
But now, hey, Papa Cyril, dog. Hey, Papa Cyril, very hopeful, man. This is a guy who's about his money. But more than that, like, what impressed me the most, when he gave us his first speech, and he delivered it in, like, if I'm not mistaken, it was 7 or 8 different languages. Mm. And he hit them all, dog.
Like, nailed it.
Like,
what do you mean?
Well, he spoke in Tshivenda, Tsonga, Zulu, Tswana, Afrikaans, English. And that was beautiful for me because it says, here's a guy who understands all of us.
Yeah.
Not someone, like have you, I don't know if you've seen Musi Maimane.
Yes.
When Musi speaks English, yay!
He's beautiful. Speaking to his snow bunnies.
Yes. When he speaks Afrikaans. Yay! Prachtig. Ha! Venek! Hey! Yay! You know, in the Venek, sounds like it's hitting potholes. Nikibaka Huri. What? Mamelang! Hey! Bahai tu! It's just that, Nikiri. What?
Even the Thames and
too many sound effects in vendors.
So
for me, there's honestly speaking, I think we have a bright future ahead of us.
All right, state of the Capture Commission. Is it another commission, or does it look like we're going to get results? As in people are going to be, you know, brought to book.
Let me tell you something about South Africa. We protect rich people.
Yeah.
Because we need their money to survive. Mm. Sometimes we keep people around just so their money can be in circulation. If you're worth 300 million rand, we can't put you in jail and freeze your 300 million.
Shit, I never thought about it like that.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So these people that we all want to capture.
That's like in the club. Getting rid of the
imagine throwing out the Ubu Put Plaza. Because he's wearing a cap. Ay. We know it's the law not to wear caps. We won't wear the caps.
Itai fag again. It's for no pause, Atina. Please. You're right.
You know what I mean? So, yeah, dog. So, I think it's all good and well that we have this public display of, yeah, we're going to get him, but we're not going to put away a bunch of people who are potentially controlling.
That was the last time was with Shabir Sheikh, ne? That was the last time.
Yeah, what happened with Shabir? Faggy sick note. Prison break, I'm on bail. He tattooed a sick note. Zofa next week. Zofa, bati, gonorrheaentitis.
Oh, why do we like protests so much as a country?
Because it encompasses all the things we love doing as a people. Singing, dancing, and looting.
Yeah,
that's what we love doing. We love singing, we love dancing, we love looting. In that order. First, like singing, because that's how we were raised. You know, if you're raised in my generation, you'll know your mom used to put you here with a thingy, and they would sing. And whenever
do
you
still have those blankets,
Donna, they are there. They are there.
These prams now, dog.
Those, you know, those 28,000 prams with a Range Rover leather. You're like, what? I don't even have this leather in my car. You start looking at these privileged faces. Bloody swine shit. This leather, Antoine, on a pram.
Yeah,
you know those prams.
Yeah, I know.
No, dog. So,
when I got my son the pram, I'm like, I'm glad he's young. He can't see. He won't know the difference.
And then these bastards don't like the pram.
Yeah.
Like, do you know how much I spent on this thing? No, dog. What's this? Protest. We love singing, we love dancing, we love looting. Our parents would sing to us, it would soothe us, you know, like just when you'd lay on your mom's back and you just feel the vibrations.
And it's worldwide, even America, all they do is sing.
Yeah, but theirs is more like, we are the pearl. Runa, there's a bit of
sounds like my piano.
But also, it gives you something to do, man. Because also, most of the time, the people that are in the protests and whatnot, it's cats that are
don't have much to do.
Mm. You know, manje senza vandag boy.
Yeah, and then someone comes, yeah, and funu striker vandag chance. Yeah, yeah, kunama 2 liter, kunenzogu. Because you can buy a strike.
Mm.
You know what I mean? That's money can get you a lot of things in this country. You can buy a strike. You can go, gents, I need 5,000 people tomorrow. I need to mobilize. Okay? First thing they ask, will there be food and drinks? We are there.
Mm. You know, you're right. Money can get you anything.
For a plate, you can get a strike. So, yeah, that's...
I mean, AK got you a snow bunny.
Marwan's a snow bunny.
Did she go, oh, meet my boyfriend, Keenan, a.k.a.
No, she did what all nobodies did. It's like, I think I should give you 2 minutes to speak.
Your take on Julius Malema and the EFF?
Ha! Julius Malema and the EFF. The EFF is a necessary evil. And, yeah. And I'm not calling them an evil. I'm just saying they are a necessary evil.
Yeah.
They get shit done.
Yeah.
Everything the EFF said they were going to do, they have done.
And they've got the ANC on the...
On their toes.
On their toes.
On their toes.
Yeah.
On their toes.
It's like a side chick, you know. She has the main chick.
Remember during the elections, who was it? Was it Ace who was busy saying, ah, okay, Julius, we've seen, man. Okay, come home now. Well done. Okay, sorry, hey. Sorry, Jubes. Sorry, come home. No, but here's the thing. The EFF has done everything they said they were going to do. They said they were going to make Zuma pay back the money. They made him pay back the money. Mm. We're still paying. Mm. We don't know if it's been fully paid. They said they were going to kick Barclays out. Remember, they were going to protect. They got that.
Yeah.
They said they were going to get what the Guptas. They got that.
And he's good material for you, hey, Julius.
Julius.
Yeah.
He is, but here's what I don't subscribe to doing political jokes.
Okay.
Right? Purely because I'm like, there's a whole lot more I can talk about.
Nice.
Everyone can do politics.
Yes.
It's easy. And also, here's another thing I found. I don't know if you've seen it over the years. Parliament is just funny by itself.
Oh, yeah.
Now you're just going to look like a reporter.
Yeah.
And then there was nothing happening. And then someone was like, hey, Ringo, don't you want to fill in the gap and sing us a song?
Because that is a routine.
That's a routine. That's a routine. So Parliament is entertaining on its own.
Yeah.
And for me, I feel like as comedians, we have the platform. Twana, I golf ya
comedian. I'm like driver. My father was rich. No, don't mind it. Won't pick it up.
Okay.
Yeah.
Nah, dog. So for me, someone like Julius, I love what he's doing. I love what he's doing because he's putting the ANC in check.
Yeah.
He's going, I'm right here, gents. Whatever you do, I'm right. Because the way I look at it, the ANC, the DA, and the EFF are like three dudes. And we, the country, are the chick.
Yeah.
Our name is Democracy. We are 25 years young.
Mm.
And every time elections come, these are the three dudes who are trying to mack on us.
Mm.
You know, you've got the ANC who's the older guy.
The blesser.
The guy who can't get out of here otherwise, who's going to pay for the bill.
Yes.
Upra Edi, you know?
Yes.
Upra Edi.
Anybody knows a pra somewhere?
Yeah, Pra Edi. Ah, man, shampoo for my girls. come on. EFF is that boyfriend. You know that boyfriend that, like, he can fix anything in the house? He's a mechanic.
But his bank account is not so.
Everyone in the hood calls him Abu Temba. Abu Temba. Abu Temba. Even your mom calls him Abu Temba.
Sorry, Abu Temba. Who called him Tanam?
Abu Temba is that guy, like.
He can't buy a shampoo, but he can fix anything you
anything.
Want.
Anything. Manje, you can break the cup. But Temba's that guy.
Mm.
And then the DA is that dude, you know? The one who goes to Matric Vac.
Yeah.
You know?
The dude goes, tonight we're getting fucked up.
Yeah, that guy. He relaxes his head. His name's Chippy. Not Chippy, Chippy. And if you call him Sebs, yay, who the fuck's that?
Oh, Chisco.
It's Chippy. And he gets angry for black people who speak to him in Vernac.
Yeah.
Sorry, man, funuk order.
What makes you think I can hear what you say?
Oh, God. Hey. Hey, and everyone else, the guy's trying to get in the club.
Yeah. I'm going to get my bottom in club. Claudi. Claudi. Oh, man. My friend is inside. Let me go. I'm going to leave these guys here. And then I'm going to look inside.
And the guys are saying he's going to leave there. It's going to the band.
Yeah. We're not with him.
All right, cool, man. If you could have dinner with one person, Jacob Zuma, Bonang Matheba, or Patrice Motsepe.
It would have to definitely be Jacob Zuma.
Nah.
I would definitely
I'd love Jacob that too, Zuma. Man.
Yeah, man. Like I said, Jacob's like I said, he's like our granddad, he's like our uncle, he's like our dad, you know? I think I'd learn more life lessons from a Jacob Zuma.
More than Bill Cosby.
Hey, Antoine, hey, I met Bill Cosby.
Yeah.
I had tea at his house. Lavuga the next day. Can't remember what happened.
But that sounds very familiar.
Lately, sitting is uncomfortable.
Is Beitung? No.
Just joking.
Bo.
No, I'm not going to support Bo right now.
Last question. There was a comedian, right, who ran for elections in the Ukraine.
And he won.
Yes.
Yes, sir.
Do you think any comedian in SA could run?
Yeah.
Nah.
I think if Trevor pulled a, you know what, I'm going back home, shit is fucked up, I need to save South Africa on some Captain America...
Is it coming back to Africa or
like imagine at the height of his Daily Show career, maybe some shit happens in SA and Trevor goes, no, actually not. I need to go home and save my people.
Yeah.
And he came home and he started a political party and a movement that he would get tremendous amount of support.
He would win it hands down.
Yes. And even someone like a Luis Okola. And I'll tell you why. Comedians are doing what politicians used to do. Back then, politicians used to tell the truth back then. That's why people would stop and gather and come and listen to them, because these guys were spitting the truth.
Yeah,
because they were living in a time when they were being silenced. Now most politicians are just pushing political agendas.
Yes,
right. So
trying to secure the bag,
trying to convince you otherwise. So comedians right now are the only people who still tell the truth.
See, approach an audience.
Kidas. Can see ANC members.
Yeah.
They always have those roles behind their
head. That's how you get in.
Ubanwen. Oh, okay.
Oh, my goodness. Upo Pops, dude. Fucking hell.
My brother.
So much. Thank you so McChisel much.
The McChisel isn't just a game. Good luck for the rest of the leather, boy.
Thanks, man. One episode at a time. Nationwide tour, man.
Yes.
Black in
so
my day.
I'm doing my nationwide tour, Black in My Day. I've done Port Elizabeth, started my show off with a bang. I'm doing a Val Sasselberg area at Etienne Rousseau Theatre on the 6th of July. Then I move the show to Cape Town at the Fine Ice. And then that's the 26th, 27th July. Then I have 10th August in Klerksdorp and 24th August at Gold Reef City Casino in Joburg. Black in My Day.
Yeah.
It's stories about
childhood,
my childhood and how it was navigating as a black person in those days.
Yeah.
And the different struggles and the different challenges we faced. And
your manager sent me the press release.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm like, clearly she doesn't know me. I mean, reading this shit. I ain't got time, dog.
And we had to put it there because you know a lot of people get scared.
What is this Black Day stuff? No, we can't support.
Hey, there's some radio stations that be like, nah, I don't think it's for our audiences.
What does every comedian do a tour? You guys make guap, ne?
We do. Ne? But more than making guap, it's also just about reach, man.
Yeah,
like,
expanding your reach.
People don't travel for comedy. It's something we found. People will rather wait for the show to come to them.
I see.
You know what I mean? So whereas people will go, let's leave Limpopo and go support Casper, fill up the dome.
with comedy, people will go, hey, Mpo's doing his one man. Yo, I'm going to wait for him to bring it here at Marupa Casino. And so that's what we've realized over the years, and that's why it's important to touch base with all these different people, because everyone has access to internet, so people know you.
Yeah.
Even in the towns where you might not think
there's network,
you go, you do a show in Klerksdorp, and there's 500 people in the theater. You're like, how? Because people are there, people support you, and when given the chance to see you, they'll come out.
Mpo, thank you so much for chilling with me, bro. Dude, you got to manage me, bro. I've never done Hosted the Summers. I've never done an ad.
My man, Antoine, who is your sangom? You said you said Kelly was here last time. Kulman o Kelly, boy. Nedluzeli nyu Kelly, boy. You need to slot. Are you circumcised also?
Yeah.
Okay, because that's something they check.
Circumcision? Tick. Umpo Pops, man. Do you check him out? Black in My Day nationwide.
Yes.
Oh, man, this has been hilarious. Do you talk about some of the stuff in your show? Oh, this was just for me.
This is just for you.
Oh, my nigga.
Come to the shows. Other stuff.
Podcast and chill. Matt G, the Ghost Lady, and Len Moleko. Average weight loss 15.4 pounds in first 2 months. For guarantee, cancel within first 14 days. Discount with 2 months of auto delivery. Food charge and shipped every 4 weeks. Call or see website for details.
Do you want to lose 18 pounds fast and improve your health? Now you can lose up to 18 pounds in your first 2 months with Nutrisystem. Get delicious breakfasts, lunches, dinners, even snacks and shakes delivered safely to your door. All delivered for free. It's easy to follow, and you'll see results in your first week. Just text BODY to 323232. You'll get your favorite foods made healthier and perfectly balanced to put your body in fat-burning mode. Text BODY to 323232. 232 right now and get 50% off a month of meals and shakes. That's right, 50% off a month of meals and 50% off a month of shakes with probiotics to help support your immune system. Just text BODY to 323232 right now. There's even a money back guarantee. Millions of people have lost weight with Nutrisystem, and you can too. Lose up to 18 pounds in your first 2 months. Just text BODY to 323232. That's BODY to 323232.
Texting privacy policy and terms and conditions posted at textplan.us. Texting enrolls for recurring automated text marketing messages. Message and data rates may apply. Reply stop to opt out.
Hardee's invites you to try the new Fiery Famous Star. Sizzling charbroiled burger bliss, dripping with creamy zesty fiery sauce. Join us for the new Fiery Famous Star. Only at Hardee's. Feed your happy. Available for a limited time at participating Hardee's restaurants. Price and participation may vary.